Togo, I've recognized you for one question only, please. We will come back to the order of speakers on presumed dead, etc. I wanted to find out whether you want to retain the word killed in the terminology or not. So it's just a straight question. I think there's a consensus emerging to remove killed because it is not necessary and it could distract us. If you have no difficulty, we would proceed. Is that the case, Togo? Okay, Togo, I can come back to you in the list of speakers on your more general comments. So you may retain your flag. We will remove the word killed. I think a number of delegations have brought us to a core principle, which is the indicator must relate to the target. The target here is substantially reduce global disaster mortality by 2030, aiming to lower average per 100,000 global mortality between 2020-2030 compared to 2005-2015. We have made it clear that we are not renegotiating the target. So the target here is reduction of mortality. My understanding is that missing and presumed dead is treated in the context of mortality. So the solution there should be quite simple. I think a discussion on missing, whether missing because they relocated or so on, is not what we are discussing here. The target is mortality. So I think we can defer the discussion on missing as a result of the disaster, but missing not presumed dead for affected. If I could ask that because we are duty bound to stick to the target. So here the only task we have is to address how do we establish an indicator for mortality. Now, if a member says that we do not measure anything but absolute proven deaths, then that is material. It means that inserting presumed dead will not matter for that member. The question then would be, would the fact that other members want to keep presumed dead disturb the integrity of the indicator if we put presumed dead and dead or deceased into the indicator, leaving up to the country to decide whether your death requires you to show proof of death with a physical body, or you have constructive reporting where you say if somebody is missing and they were in the middle of a typhoon and they have not shown up for a certain period, the family has certain rights that they have in terms of property rights because you treat the person as deaf. This is not an insignificant question, because when you declare somebody dead in your jurisdiction, there are other legal consequences. So I'm not suggesting that we litigate that here, but we need to come back to the question of, do we need presumed death as a marker in the indicator to make our measurement of the mortality target more complete, yes or no? And I would ask that the further interventions focus explicitly on this, and so we can perhaps move in a more streamlined fashion. We're dealing with mortality, the indicator for mortality. If presumed dead is necessary for you to address that, please say so. If it is not, please say so. If there is a way to address it better than it has been said before, you may also add that. But let us now, I'm going to ask for us to stay in our lane. This is a relay. We're going to deal now only with mortality. So the subsequent statements, please hold your comments on generally missing on other aspects until we address the question of the scope of the indicator for mortality. EU.